Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Commissioner LaConte?
Here.
Commissioner Ammons?
Here.
Commissioner Senekal?
Here.
Commissioner Ekberg?
Here.
Commissioner Amber?
Okay, I'm turning this meeting over to Barb, and she can move on with her agenda.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is going to be a discussion about
means, you know, so it's really good to know.
Okay, good. So that last bullet, I'll make those changes. Unless anyone wants to further.
Pass number two. I just have a question throughout all this that I read. A lot of it says should. I know there's the word shall.
Yeah.
So why don't we use shall instead of a and then should?
Can. We can as we talk through it and we feel that it needs to be a shall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, these are policy, high-level policy, and so that shall will result in a regulation, a mandatory regulation.
I mean,
so that's why a lot of.
I'm here asking, but because these are policies, probably don't want to catch on. Because if things change, you don't want to be stuck and something that isn't required. But it's changed.
So maybe when we get counseling, maybe when we get to different areas, we can discuss the difference between should and shall a little bit and just see if that can be changed.
Councilmember Edelman, something that maybe you want to think about using the word will. Will is not as strong as shall, and so shall is a command, and that's a legal definition. Will you can change, so
right.
You might think about that.
And I did avoid using shall, as you know this, but I think as we work through, we can talk about what's appropriate. Typically, jurisdictions like to have their comprehensive plans be more flexible.
Thanks, Mayor.
General land use goal. And so, just like it said, generally, it's our desire.
things since I've been around this comp plan for a really long time that I'm thinking that maybe now is the time to sort of, well, I'll tell you what I mean. The character of the old city of Blackfang, let's start there, was considered like a village character.
Yes.
And it's like a village character because it has a kind of a central core and a building out around it. And I've never really been able to understand how that works into a more diffuse, isolated villages. And I kind of like to see that language in the comp plan somehow resolve that issue finally.
I'm glad you brought that up, because in the adopted plan, there's some language that is, it was an attempt to speak to that village. And so
right.
Your community design and character talks about fundamental principles are that this is a village with a view, and then it goes into the design. Rural by design, but then the next principle talks about small town character. So you start to get some conflicting. Like, what is it that we're really trying to do? I mean, is it the village concept, which is different than a small town? You know, so I just would be helpful to know what's the direction.
Or is there some, you know, or just elucidate some way how these two ideas can melt.
Well, and page 4 and 5, mm-hmm. Mayor Benson, 5.4 and 5.5, they represent those statements.
Those statements.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Councilmember Edelman, on page 5, it's 5.5 is the historic preservation. And there are a lot of subset policies that go with it that I don't want to bring up right now. But I think that talks about preserving that area of town. But can I go back to 5.2? Because I did try and reconcile against, in fact, oh yeah, it's right here. And it was a bit difficult when I first started. Mm-hmm. And then, so one of my questions, when we get to the policies, LU 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, and 10, I was trying to reconcile those to what was in the old comp plan. Mm-hmm. So what I came up with was the policy LU 1 is basically the objective LU 1 from the old comp plan.
Yeah.
The second one is basically the same as LU2, but rewritten a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest of these, I couldn't find them anywhere. So are these all just new policies?
Yes.
I think they're good. I mean, I like them, but I just wasn't sure if we...
You're exactly right.
Okay.
These are new ones, and I have the numbering wrong here. You should have LU1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So
oh, okay.
My formatting, but yes.
Okay.
You're right. 3, 4, 9, and 10 are new policies. They're the new and existing funded sources for public services, amenities, and infrastructure. Is what we're trying to do is
there isn't a 4.
No, you go 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 10.
So it's all messed up.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed.
3, you know, that's integrating those.
Mm-hmm.
So LU1 is an incomplete sentence.
Councilmember Edelman. So is that like Kent Lake High School all the way south down to the Auburn Black Diamond Road then as part of the PAA?
No. No, it's just between the fire station and the school.
Oh, okay. So that other is just an orphan road.
So you can't. You'd have to leave it.
So if we cross off.
Just leave it as it is.
No, just leave it as it is.
Because if we have no control, why do we make a statement?
Well, what that does is it gives us a tool. No, it gives us a tool to use through the county. Yeah, we can say you are going against our policy.
That's right.
You're on the next page.
I'm going to make a suggestion. here so we don't get confused, and then Barb can go back later and address them accordingly.
You use the numbers that are actually on.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to get confused.
So on page 3, before we leave page 3, the top two policies that are misnumbered, 11 and 12, any comments on those? Returning to page 4, approval of the annexation of the Lake 12 area should include permanent, I think that I heard you say council underneath that should be a shall, correct?
It's already there.
It's a public lake, right? Yeah, but we should make sure that it stays that way.
Shall, maybe not include, but shall remain.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Well, the Department of Fish and Wildlife owns the public access.
Right, but if they were to ever sell it,
which is one of the things that happens.
Or just transfer the ownership, not even sell it necessarily. Sell it for a dollar.
No.
Then why do you live there? But this is just basically covering the city's concerns.
Right.
Because, you know, we all recognize in the next probably 30 years it's not going to happen unless there's so much development out there in the unincorporated King County area to make it worth the city's, make it worthwhile to the city and to the residents, because for you guys to annex in, it's going to cost a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to have to pay for all that infrastructure.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Anyway.
Approval of the annexation shall.
I mean, include permanent access, public access to the latest.
Okay.
Okay. 16, Councilor D.
And then what about also 272nd and 306th Street? It goes around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Going to
a pattern, you're creating a pattern that way.
Okay, you could, I think technically, take a 20-acre piece of property and put in a 100,000 square foot store on it. And we'll do that when they're doing it at Four Corners. Develop something like that. Except you have a huge store on it, but then that store just divides this little apartment, so it essentially calls itself six different stores.
Mm.
So I'm not worried about minimum setbacks. Is there a maximum square footage?
Yeah, in the zoning, and we will look at that. Eventually, when we get done with this, then we'll be doing our zoning code and our regulations, and then we'll be looking at. Right now, we do have minimum square footage, and we have the limitations to how big a building can be in terms of the
lot size,
floor area rock ratio, they call it, floor area ratio. So that tells you how big of a building you can put on a lot. So we do that now, but we're going to want to look at that after we get through the comp plan. So I'm not sure what I was trying to answer.
let's see. Well, I was just saying Gilbert buys everything from the community center up to Columbia Bank.
Okay.
And instead of all those little stores along there, then also you've got one big Home Depot or something.
Yeah. Well, traditional zoning, our traditional, whatever we decide to, how we zone it, how we regulate, could prohibit that from happening.
Okay, so this paragraph here doesn't really account to that.
Well, I think it does, because our zoning approach, what we're saying is our zoning approach is implemented, we're going to implement that in a way that it achieves or maintains or achieves this character, this small town character. So this is kind of what gives us our policy direction and our ability to uphold regulations where we would say, Mr. or Mrs. Developer, no, you may not put a How big is it? 500,000 square foot? You can't do that because it doesn't achieve these character designations. So if you were challenged in your zoning code, right, say you said do not have a permit for doing that, and that person comes back and appeals the denial or challenges that, you're going to have this statement to fall back to.
Councilmember Edelman, and also if you go to like pages 9 and 10, it talks about the industrial, light industrial business park. It's 5.6.4, and then there's, a couple of pages of information, and I think that probably feeds right into how you can control what's going on, because at one point in here it says that, the buildings will not be more than two stories. So you've got some controls built into the comp plan here.
Yeah. So still on 5.4, the second paragraph, where it says the community has expressed a strong desire that the city preserves forest areas and open spaces. At the last sentence, it says the city will apply these fundamental principles to attain a small town character. It would say shall. Because, if you've got a strong community,
Yeah, there's no wiggle room that we just everybody feel like that should be changed, please.
Commissioner Eckberg, going back to that previous paragraph, toward the end, one of the things you stated, I think should go in here, you said that she's the intent of these small town.
Small town character
designations. Yeah, otherwise we have no idea what kind of character designations.
Are they 6 inches in diameter or 8 inches in diameter?
We could say preserve significant trees, open spaces, how about we say that? Preserve significant trees, open spaces, the mountain, and then we could add this down, maybe if you wanted to add policy 18.
Significant trees would be more easy to understand the intent of.
And that's defined too.
I totally agree, how does everybody else feel about that? Yeah.
some section of the code, for example, in school, we had the ability to point, because it says that you will, for certain non-residential development, you'll follow the guidelines. So that allowed us to make, build a school that was more in line with what we wanted to see design-wise.
So I know that when my parents built the house right across from the school,
they had to do
within the guidelines of the city of Old Town. They had to stay a certain way.
Okay.
So their plans had to be approved by the city that fit what the city wanted. So here I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like they had to. They could have done what they wanted, but they were driven that way,
I do know, and that's because there's it's not clear in the code that that's a requirement. The code for residential makes it sound like it's more of a guideline. And so I guess whoever was approving the parents' house must have conditioned, they built that in as a condition. And we really have to sort of decide.
So that leaves it all to the discretion of the staff member approving the permit.
Yeah. So, we have to think about whether or not we're going to have these be guidelines. Are they going to be guidelines for just residential? Or are they going to be mandatory? That has never, as far as I can tell, there's a lot of incomplete stuff here, and that's never really been settled. Because, as Mayor Benson said, you run into private property rights, and should they be able to build what they want to, or should they be forced to conform to some standard? I don't know. That's the decision maker's role here. It'd be nice to figure that out.
Councilmember Borden. When I read this, the word that I was zeroing in on is this appropriate to the site.
Okay.
And now I'm hearing this conversation. I'm wondering if there could be more explanation of that word, more of an explanation instead of just the word site, so that different neighborhoods could be kind of referenced in there. And then if there's different neighborhoods, then ultimately maybe those different neighborhoods, it's more defined what the local character of that neighborhood is, what historical character is, what natural features are. And I was being just funny here, but at the end I said, so then historical character and natural features, I said, does that mean houses are going to look like a tree or a mountain or what?
Mm-hmm. I think what this was just trying to do at a high level was saying that, we are going to use these tools. These are our tools.
Right.
These are our tools. We're going to use them, and we're going to use them to encourage that the community design character is upheld. So
I have a word for you.
Yeah.
Instead of encourage, promote.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a few years ago, we went through an exercise to, you know, we've got the city seal, we were going to do these wayfinding signs and all of that, and that's exactly what happened. Is a lot of people put a lot of effort into it, and then there was no money to do anything with it once we did that. And it's been stalled for 3 years. So,
yeah, you could just put, well, shall maintain.
Will
maintain.
Councilmember Edelman, I have a question on policy 27. It says expand the existing historical district to the southern edge of Jones Lake Road and SR 169 to provide a southern gateway to the city. How? What does that really mean? I mean, that's kind of Railroad Avenue going down to the Jones Lake Road. Is that just another coal car down there, or what's the vision? There's nothing there. I mean, well, and I'm looking at, you know, when I was reading this afternoon, I was like, okay, so we stop at the bakery, and then you're into private properties all the way down. You know, I just didn't see maybe what the vision really was with that.
Well, I'm sure there is a coal car at the south end.
But there's a coal car on the south end of town, but it's on 169. It's not on. It's not on Jones Lake Road. So I don't. I don't see that there's a benefit myself, but you know, you guys all have an input.
I don't. I just
can't.
Yeah. I actually do have a plan. It's not a very good plan. I felt right along that. It would be really cool if we could get a gifted from Farmer Coking Coal, that piece of land on the hill, put a little temporary summertime stage at the bottom, have seating up going up the hill, and it would be just so fantastic to look out over Jones Lake and the mountain and all that, and use it like for
concerts
and, well, not necessarily even to have electricity there, because that's a problem, and for those other people who live around, they don't like that loud noise, but I'm thinking.
I don't think you're going to get him to get that, but I know him quite well.
I understand that, and like I said, it is a. Probably.
Yes. So what does 29 changes in building mass? What does that mean?
So all change setbacks that require changes in building massing, if you have a building that's built like this, and you say, like, oh,
but you could take it appropriate out.
Yeah. Alternatives to the demolition we're talking about two things here. Either tearing the building down, we want to explore alternatives to tearing the building down, or
putting a facade.
Yeah.
They were that way to start with. I was in that house many times when it was a house that was a facade that was put on.
Sort of the general and how we're going to guide the
areas that you can't build on?
No, it's not calculated in the net acreage. So when you take a piece of property and you're going to calculate a density.
It says a census.
So that density calculation is going to take, is going to be based on net, and that net is going to subtract out wetlands or stream buffers and things like that. But what we're saying is,
isn't this written that it's not being subtracted out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What we are subtracting out, and then we're just saying, okay, but by the way, geologically hazardous areas are also in our sensitive area ordinance, but we're not subtracting those. Everything else is being subtracted.
Okay, that is.
So you would have less area to put the same amount of stuff in.
Yeah. And I guess it's just, maybe it isn't necessary, but it's just kind of to let people know that when we figure net acre, net acreage for densities, we're going to base it on all these things, but we're not subtracting out for geologically hazardous areas. And maybe it's not even necessary to have that statement in there, but it confuses people.
I don't know, we do have a map of geologically hazardous areas in the city.
Geological hazardous areas are not necessarily hazardous. I mean, people can build them, whereas wetlands and sensitive areas you can't, period.
That's exactly right.
So, but some of these geological hazardous areas, when they get investigated, are okay to build them.
Yeah, or they can be like a mine shaft, and maybe able to build it, or a slide area.
If half your property is designated hazardous for slide,
we're not taking the slide area out of the calculation, because you could, with engineering, potentially
make it usable.
Make it usable. That's exactly right.
Now, who would Commissioner Amber? Now, is there some kind of liability protection to the city for allowing that?
You're liable if you allow development on a geologically hazardous site that hasn't been mitigated. For example, if OSO, that's the big thing, had they known that it was a geologically
could update it. But this MPD maybe.
Well, this is going, this is, Commissioner Amber, I think this is saying that future MPDs need to have a provision.
You know, their contract.
But the same rules apply. It's still a contract.
It's a contract. Once it's been signed,
you can't change the contract unless both parties agree.
But if there's provisions in the contract for periodic updates.
That's a contract, so.
It could be.
I guess, but you have to get the two parties together to decide whether both parties want to make any amendments. So that's, there's major amendments and there's minor amendments, and it's already called out.
So I guess what we could do here is, you know, after listening to the discussion, maybe what this policy was trying to say is that in the agreement, we're going to, it's our policy to, for the city to request that there be a time for periodic updates for both parties to come to the table. Maybe that's what the intent was here.
I think so.
But let's say, for instance, we, the city, decide that we want to update the development agreement. We go to a point and say, we'd like to update the development.
Well, that would be, and then they'll say, no, that would be in the agreement. What I'm saying is that this is a policy for a new one. When you sit down at the table to negotiate a new agreement, we're going to say it's our policy. We're requesting to have periodic update as our policy. Say that be in the agreement. I think maybe that's what we were trying to get.
So over the 20-year life of MPD, or however long it is, what was decided 15 years ago isn't still set in stone. There's periodic updates.
No, that gets into the whole vesting clause. You're playing around with all that. You can't do that.
To be stated
there, aren't you saying you are not the
could put our hands up.
Or we could do our hands up in the air.
I say we remove. How many are voting to keep it? You gotta vote.
Keep.
Four. Okay. So the majority of 7 hands is to strike that. Alright, so Councilor policy 33.
Well, are we gonna because of the vote we're gonna delete it, right?
Right, yeah. We've been talking about environmentally sustainable development, and whatnot. So encourage innovative site design and use of progressive techniques to provide for environmentally sustainable development. This should include the use of low impact engineering. So I don't know about encourage. Maybe that's
what we do promote again.
And then instead of should, say shall include the use of low impact.
Innovative site design, and this shall include the use of low LID.
What if low impact engineering techniques don't quite fit in
maybe we should just put low impact development.
Well, what it would be is a new point, basically. Because you're going to, if it's a requirement that you're going to include the use of low impact engineering techniques, there are none for that concrete house, is the new point.
And maybe there are. Maybe a concrete house has a green roof with trees and stuff growing on it.
So we want to change the word encourage to promote, mm-hmm. and then did we agree that we just want to change the should to shall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's come to number where we're also on 34. I think the should be changed to shall.
Councilmember Edelman, I've got one other comment too. On policy 34, it's talking about such plans should be developed prior to or concurrent with annexation, but there's also some financing aspects of it. Do we need to be talking about that, as far as like Lake 12 is concerned? Okay, 34, the last sentence says, such plans should be developed prior to or concurrent with annexation. And my question is, what about the financing portion?
Is it just land use? Isn't there a whole financing section?
And you want to put shall there, too.
Yeah, we did do shall.
No, we did the shall.
Yes, there it is, but I think that we would be smart
because there is funding requirements in any annexation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what language to add there. But
that's right. Well, we can just make a note that you're going to come up with something.
Yeah. So then we go into 563, which are the two residential designations, land use designations we have. We've got a low density residential and medium density residential. None of this in here is a departure from the old comp plan. So I don't know, just
about your designation criteria, that first sentence, property, we're changing most all the shoulds to shalls. Is that another potential change?
Well, then you'd have to cross out the word generally if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
I think we do want to reserve those shalls for, you kind of want to have this policy, this is high level, and so
Councilmember Edelman, under that, if you, I don't know how many of you brought your old copies, but under page 5-21 in the old comp plan, there's six different criteria. And I'm not sure why they weren't called out again in this version. Does that make sense? Because it starts out with properties designated industrial should generally reflect all of the following criteria. Number one, the area should be located near corridors for the transportation of goods such as highways, arterial roads, or arterial streets and railways. Two, if the area has not been developed for industrial activities, it should be free of significant amounts of environmentally sensitive areas or should adequately mitigate impacts. Three, the existing or planned public facilities are adequate to support industrial uses. Four, the area is separated by topography, buffers, or other appropriate boundary from incompatible uses and or existing or planned residential areas. Number five, the area is capable of being served by transit. And six, the area has large undeveloped parcels suitable for industrial uses. So that's what all you did. Okay. Yeah, because then my next comment is all of those look new, but I wasn't sure if that's what you did. Okay. Okay.
Manufacturing and distribution, instead of should,
No, absolutely not.
But the thing is.
But I got a grant in mind.
We've got commercial, which is totally part of.
But we also don't have a current contract with Comcast either.
Huh?
We do not have a current contract with Comcast.
Are there any business owners here who like their Comcast?
It's terrible.
Ours drops off when we want to run a car.
Well, my husband's in business and we don't have their own trouble.
We have.
Wow.
Yeah. Our computer doesn't.
Well, they put a new line in ours last year because they said.
That new contract.
I thought the whole city was talking to us.
Guess not.
So where were we? We had the manufacturing, high tech, advanced technology. And where was the other one here?
Next paragraph down.
Next paragraph down, third line down.
This one.
That one.
Oh, okay. Okay. So do we have any comments on the policies on page 10? Page 11 with respect to the industrial policies. And then we have the commercial designations, 565. We've got three commercial designations here. The town center, the community commercial, and the neighborhood commercial. So town center is an old town. Community commercial has been kind of scattered around. It's
the town center. Do we just change the word should to the and have full town center commercial in it?
Sure. Are these designation categories clear? Do you think they're clear? And do you think that they leave things out? Are they complete? Clear and complete. That's what I
have one answer.
No. Councilmember Edelman, my thought was when I'm looking at this, okay, we've got town center, which is old town. You've got the community commercial, which I assume is the area up in the villages. Then you've got the neighborhood commercial, which I'm thinking is maybe up here at Lawson Hills. But then what about the North Triangle section? That whole
169.
The 169.
That's the community commercial.
That's the community commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, that's where that is where we have it. And
well, then what's the villages, and then there's supposed to be something up here too at Lawson.
Well, that's something we need to talk about. They have mixed use. They have something called mixed use in there.
Up for Lawson?
In the master plan development area, they have this little chunk of mixed use commercial, which doesn't make sense.
Well, it's supposed to be neighborhood.
Wouldn't it be neighborhood commercial?
Because where the old library was, where City Hall is supposed to be a neighborhood center, supposed to be a neighborhood center out where they're starting to build, supposed to be a neighborhood center.
Yeah, there's
there's that one, there's that empty property. The prop from the bakery and up.
This doesn't really give us much to say what was the old town.
When you also have a council member, you also remember old town doesn't just include where the bakery is. That just, I mean, somebody could buy, let's just say, from the Eagles Hall, all the way to my house, the land is all empty there. I mean, that's all.
Well, and what about your property, didn't work?
It's the upset of tracks is more.
Why?
That's where the four liners live.
Barb, I have page 12.
That's why they built their old store.
One says new neighborhood commercial, one says neighborhood sale, centers, I think you should just say neighborhood commercial, not new.
Right. Well, doesn't old town or town center, doesn't that also go south of the bakery on the road that connects to 169?
But that's mostly residential.
Sounds like you need to define old town.
Yeah.
That's why I propose possibly. I hate doing that because we're your mom already.
Well, but, okay, now the other thing too is if we want to take that on, or Councilmember Weber, if you want to take that on to do some work, I would suggest that you don't take a whole month in order to get the work back to Barbara. That, you know, do it as quickly as you can so that she could then send it out to us. She could email it to us so we could review it before we come back next time.
That's right.
I think
well, maybe should we try to finish this up in 2 weeks?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Another meeting.
Because then we can just schedule another meeting just on 5/6/25 virtual. Come back, and that way everybody can go and search and say, here's what I found on different cities or what I got from residents, and then we can all come together and we can all assess it just on that one topic, on the commercial.
Because, you know,
community center, a drugstore, or a thing?
I don't think so.
It's not, it's gonna be bigger, I assume it'll be bigger than the Lake Store, your grocery store, but not as big as Safeway.
Right.
Somewhere.
IGA.
A community.
Or a.
But they've also talked about maybe moving the Black Diamond Community Center in there. So that would make it more community commercial than neighborhood commercial.
I don't know why they would do that, because that should be in close to Old Center.
I know, but where are you gonna find the property? There isn't any property. We'd have to get an agreement from Yarl Bay, or Old Point, to provide some property, some kind of agreement for them to provide, because we're gonna need a bigger community center. That community center is not gonna handle any new people.
Mr. Bryant's got tons of property to sell.
He does.
How about June 21st, to come back and finish this land use commercial?
I'm out of town that week.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, but we don't have to do it on a Tuesday. Let's just see if we can find a date here.
Well, she's gone that whole.
I'm gone the whole, I'm not back till the 23rd. That's a Thursday.
That's a count, and that's.
No. It's, we have 2 weeks there, but we don't have councils.
How about Thursday the 23rd, how are people on for that day?
Works for me.
Probably works for me.
I'm on Thursday the 24th, and I'll come to the community center, Pig Road.
You're on the Pig Road coming on that Friday?
Yeah.
I really want to.
Oh, I have tickets.
Buy them from her.
Buy them from me.
Bring your.
I've got 6 tickets still left to sell.
For what, for what?
6:23, how does the 6 o'clock?
That works, that works.
6:23 at 6 o'clock, okay. Commercial. I'm gonna spend some more time thinking about commercial.
So should we just do the remaining pages then on that?
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it's 8:30.
Yeah.
And we're only working a couple.
Yeah, and they're pretty easy ones. Now there are good examples to get back, councilman, and look at what's left, and, yeah, have input in it.
Well, and I think there, this is Councilmember Edelman. I think when you, you know, as you go through these last few pages, a lot of it is just right out of the old document.
Yeah.
So, other than looking at the policies and making sure that they're correct, I mean, I've got a couple of questions related, but no big deal. Okay.
So I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.